setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about you, specifically who you are. What's your unique set of characteristics or gifts, as I like to call them? That's the talent, passion, and the mission. Talent's what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. Mission, results that matter deeply to you. So that's the uniqueness of who you are. And then once you know that information, what are all the different things that you can do that allow you to fill that unique role? And then how do you get there? So this is the conversation. It's about you. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Toll-free number, caller-driven show. 844-747-2577. Many people listen via podcasts, and I want you to know that you listen to it later. Get that. And if you're not listening even live on your radio station, because we're live from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. But know that you can call in during those hours, no matter when you're listening, if you want help. And we'll change your name, we'll change your location, your field, whatever would help you get the help you need if you're in a really toxic situation or you got something crazy happening at work, you need some help, you need some direction. You did something that's really crazy and you feel like you can't climb out of the cave to be you. Let's go. I'm here for you. 844-747-2577. All right, to start today's show, before we get to the phone calls, comparison is a dangerous thing. It's a disease. We as humans, because we are creatures of observation, nobody has to ever teach us how to compare ourselves. You're in elementary school and you start to notice, well, this kid's got nicer shoes than me, or their backpack's nicer, or whatever it is. I mean, nobody has to teach you how to compare yourself to others. It's just something that we humans do. And so there's no way to ever stop this. This isn't some silver bullet motivational gibberish. Look, we all struggle with it. I still struggle with it. I struggle with it every day. But if you can begin to harness the natural intuitive comparison that we do, we just do it. If you can harness it, then I think you can really get better and not fall into the trap of always looking at everybody else. Because you're always looking at everybody else and comparing yourself to their timeline, to their results, you will get discouraged. And then with enough of that, you become disillusioned and you just kind of stay stuck. But there is one person I think you should compare yourself to. This is how we harness comparison for good. You need to compare yourself to the you of yesterday. This is in every area of life. If you're on purpose in your career, doing purposeful work, and you're trying to be that person that you were created to be, whether it be professional or relational, the physical, the spiritual, whatever the area, if you are comparing yourself to the you of yesterday, then you begin to embrace the idea of a new day. Hey, I'm not going to beat myself up. I just want to be a little bit better today than I was yesterday. Notice I said a little bit better. I mean, this can get unhealthy as well if it's about judging yourself as opposed to saying, this is about improving myself. I'm not judging the me of yesterday, but improving upon the me of yesterday. Simple concept. But what happens is, great perspective to start anew when the sun comes up. It's a new day. I got a chance to do better. That's just great perspective. And then you'll see tremendous growth because you really begin to say, hey, where can I be better today that I wasn't yesterday? But that's the only person you should compare yourself to is the you of yesterday. That's it. 844-747-2577 is the number. This is a fun town. Sicklerville, if I'm saying that right. Sicklerville, New Jersey. Maria joins us there. Maria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey there. Good afternoon, Ken. How are you today?
I'm living the dream, Maria. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do the same thing as well.
Good. How can I help?
Yeah. So here's my question for you. I believe in professional development, always trying to be better, like you just said. And in addition to reading your books, Proximity Principle, I've really been trying to apply those things. But there's a lot of people out now who are career coaches, job coaches. In the day of social media, digital age, everyone's an expert, everyone's a coach, everyone's a lifestyle guru, whatever. And my question is, do you recommend getting career coaches if you have a specific path, or should you just keep doing what you're doing, keep learning, keep taking classes, or do you really need a coach?
Well, first of all, I love the question. I've yet to take a call on this, so this is going to be fun and helpful for not just you.
Sure.
Everybody needs a coach.
Gotcha.
Now, okay, that's your umbrella statement. Everybody needs a coach in some area of their life. A career coach, I certainly believe in it. We're working actively right now to develop a network that can be an extension of the show, okay? Because not everybody's going to call me. And you can't call me every day. So I think that a career coach is a good decision when you feel like you need someone to walk with you for an extended season of time to be able to get over the next hump. So that hump, again, that's defined by you. You know, if I want to drop, let's say, 5 to 10 strokes on my golf game, I'm going to need a coach for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's a very clearly defined goal. And after looking at that goal, I then determine I can't do this on my own. So when we cannot do it on our own, and again, let's not be too general here. None of us can get where we want to go on our own. But when we look at a goal, we go, look, I've got to go get qualified. And so I know that I've got to take 3 certification courses, and that's going to get me qualified. I don't need a coach for that, all right? But if I get to a point where I go, I can't drop 5 to 10 shots in my golf game by just going and hitting balls and playing more, I'm going to need a coach to look at my golf swing and actually say, we got to make this change, and this change. And then I've got to keep taking lessons with them so that they are checking back in with me and they are measuring my progress. So when I've got a goal that I cannot get to just by simply doing, but I need instruction, now this is the key, I need instruction and I need correction, that's a coach. So those would be the two words. I need instruction and I need correction. That requires a coach. Can't do that for myself. It's not possible. As much as I beat myself up as good as anybody. And I'm pretty darn self-aware. At the end of the day, if I'm teaching myself how to play golf, I'm not able to correct myself. So that would be the two characteristics. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I've always wanted to ask that because, you know, for a lot of people, career coaching is a big financial investment. And we just want to make sure that we're getting the right
advice. It's a great question. Don't invest the money unless you need those two things. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Different kind of radio here. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about getting more than paychecks. How about some purpose in your work where you actually really get juiced about going into the office because you're good at it? You love the work, and the work produces results that are deeply, deeply connected to your personal values. Is this a is this a thing? Is this possible, Ken? Yeah, it is. That's what makes up a dream job right there. That's very possible. There's a clear path towards that work, to where beyond the dream job, you're giving yourself away because the money's there and the impact is there. And you're just, it's all about legacy. Building legacy. This is what we all long to do. We want to contribute through our work. We don't want to just do a J-O-B. 844-747-2577. By the way, for those of you who you know you need to move, this is the great migration is happening this year. You're just seeing it already. There's going to be more and more people moving. 9.3 million jobs available right now. And some of you are going, I don't want to do it because the idea of job searching is kind of like starting to date all over again after you've been married a long time. The idea of that makes you sick to your stomach. It should. Because it's kind of hard. There's rejection there. There's lots of resumes. You don't get any word back. That's why we've partnered with ZipRecruiter.com. I told the team, I want to partner with people that I endorse that actually have a tool, that actually have a resource, a service that helps people. And ZipRecruiter.com is the number one job site in the world because of their technology. Mass influence. It's a free service to you, the job seeker, because the job providers are paying them. And their software, their technology is so fantastic, it takes the yuck and suck out of the job search. You sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, free, did I mention that? And the minute the profile is done, they begin to actively match you. They are your recruiter. They're pitching you. Here's my favorite part about ZipRecruiter.com service. They connect you, and when the company says, ooh, we want to interview you, they reach out directly to you. The company reaches out to you and says, please apply. Now you're in. Now the rest of my tools and resources come in really handy. So are you relying totally on ZipRecruiter? No. Should you use ZipRecruiter? Abso-freaking-lutely. ZipRecruiter.com. Go today. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Michelle in Dallas, Texas. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet, Michelle. What's going on?
All right, well, I am a single mom for the last 5 years, and using the Dave Ramsey program, I paid off $40,000 in debt by myself.
Whoa! Wait a second. Don't just fly by that. I got to celebrate you, Joe. Let's let Michelle know how proud of her we are. Yeah! A little quick dance party.
Yay!
Yeah. Glad this is on the radio, Michelle. You wouldn't want to see the moves I'm making here behind the desk. Now I know why you're in radio, Ken. That's what you would say. But hey, I am proud of you. That's a big deal, single
Thank you.
Mom.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right. Keep going.
Well, part of that, though, is so I've got promoted in my current, where I am at right now. I got promoted, and I just feel like these last 5 years have just been all about duty, obligation.
Yep.
And so you talked just the other day, I was listening to your podcast where you mentioned about how you can't be truly excellent if you don't love what you're doing. And I feel like I've been in such duty mindset that I don't even know, I don't feel like I'm passionate about anything anymore. Like it's my mind is just, I've got to take care of my children. I've got to stay at this quote unquote stable job.
Yep.
Do what I have to do. And it seems like thinking about being passionate about something seems frivolous to me.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. But what if I told you that you could fulfill your duties as a mom and begin to dream and then start to do things that will take you closer to the dream and that you can actually reach the dream and model it for your kids? What if I told you could do all of that and never shirk any of your duties? Would you think it was frivolous?
That would be amazing.
What would you
not
think?
Not frivolous, but I don't know if it was possible.
Okay, now we're changing adjectives, and I like that better. That was my goal, is to get you off of frivolous and get you to possible. You actually chose the words, which I like even better.
Okay.
Is it frivolous? What makes it frivolous? It's frivolous when you don't take care of your kids and it puts you behind the eight ball. I agree with you, but that's not what I prescribe here on this show, to tell people to just jump into the abyss?
Not.
Of course not. So I think it's really, is it possible And am I in some way not being a good mom or a good person if I begin to focus on me for a little bit? I think that's what's really at the root of that question.
Well,
doubt
I've
and
always
guilt.
Wanted to do counseling. Right. Yeah. I think it's probably more doubt. I wanted to get into counseling forever and I didn't, especially after I paid off my student loan. It's like, I refused to get another student loan.
Good.
And then, so I got certified in coaching recently. So just in April, I got certified and I'm officially a life coach.
Good
and,
for you.
But now I'm stuck and I'm not, I feel like, oh my gosh, now to try to start a business, it just all just seems too much. I just feel like almost like I'm just tired and it's just easier to stay in something that I know what's comfortable than to venture off and put more time away. I've already worked so much overtime to pay off my debts and stuff like that and yep. away from my children. And now to start a business, that's even more time away from my kids. So I guess that's where the guilt comes in.
Yep. I know. That's what I said. It took you a minute to come to my conclusion.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay. Michelle, you're a great lady and you're a great mom. Let's just rest in that.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the life coach just told me mm-hmm. and the audience that she'd rather be miserable than uncomfortable. And I get it. But that's what you just told us. If somebody walked into your living room or your office and they said, Michelle, I need help. I'm tired. And my dream is going to be hard. It's going to take a while. And I've been busting it in this area over here. And I just, you know what? I'd rather be miserable. I'd rather stay in this job that's just nasty and it's negative and it's just a dead end and it sucks the soul out of me every day. But I'd rather do that than take on another challenge. What would you say to them?
I would think it was ridiculous. And I would try to coach them otherwise and just remind them of the possibilities. But why is it so hard for me to be able to coach myself for those possibilities?
Because you can't coach yourself. That's why everybody needs a coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you called me. Everybody needs a coach. I need a coach. You need a coach. Here's what's really going on. You've busted your tail to pay off debt mm-hmm. and take care of those precious little ones on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reality is that you see the mountain. You see it. You're standing at the mm-hmm. base of the mountain. You know it's the mountain you're supposed to climb, counseling. You know it. But as you stand at the base of the mountain, you go, I have no earthly idea how I'm going to get to the top of that mountain. And that is overwhelmingly scary and it's paralyzing you. As opposed to going,
mm-hmm.
who knows how to get up that mountain? Who could tell me how to actually get up the mountain? What if I actually go figure out what does it take? So here's where you sit in my seven stages that you've heard me talk about on the show. Get clear is stage
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're very clear. I think you want to go into counseling and you know why. Now it's about getting qualified. And you're going, I don't want to go into debt. I've got kids. I've got a day job. I got a dog. I got a whatever. Yeah, right? Fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Busier than a one-arm wallpaper hanger, right? Think about that poor guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty busy. So that's what you feel like. So you don't
right.
have any capacity to actually step away until you make yourself step away and do the research. So here are the four qualifying questions that'll help you get through stage two. Get qualified. Number one, what do I need to learn? Number two, what do I need to do from an experience standpoint? Number three, how much is it going to cost me? Number four, how long would that take based on my financial reality? Figure out the answers to those four questions, and there's your plan. And tackle it just like you did the debt. The Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity so that you have confidence and courage to step out and stay on the path to fulfilling your purpose in your life and work. That's what we're about here. You were created to contribute. We're going to look at your work contribution, your professional contribution, because it's a huge part of who you are. We're just taking back the definition of work as this thing you do to live. And we're going to spin it and say you live to actually make a contribution. And we need to acknowledge that there's a big professional contribution to make that has nothing to do with our self-worth, but actually to do with our contribution and significance. And when we begin to see it that way, then the 9-to-5 and the J-O-B take on a whole different feeling. 844-747-2577. Oh, we're getting people clear. Getting people qualified, getting people connected, getting people started, getting people promoted, getting people the dream job so they can give themselves away. Those are the seven stages. There is a clear path, folks, to work like no one else. What stage are you in? How can I help you get from one stage to the next? Let's go to Miami, Florida, where Al joins us on the line. Al, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Al. What's going on?
How are you? Well, I had a question because I think I might be doing too much. Like, I'm recently got into my dream job, and I love everything I do. And then shortly after I got into my dream job, I got offered a business opportunity where I can make some money on the side part-time as my own business. And I'm starting to see that part-time, how it was addressed to me, is starting to take away from my focus on my dream job and in my current career path. And I just wanted to see, maybe I am doing too much.
I don't know. It's not even so much about how much you're doing. It's you're doing the wrong thing. You're in your dream job, and you let a side hustle promise to make a little bit more dough distract you from the dream. And it's going to end up wrecking the dream. Quit the side hustle. Somewhere along the lines, we were told it's that winners never quit and quitters never win. And it's like a half truth. You need to quit this. Winners quit the right things. You're a winner. You're in the dream job. Congratulations. We just kind of cruised right over that. Way to go, man.
Thank you.
How long did you do to get into the dream job?
So I started out as a student in high school. I discovered I wanted to be an architect. And then when I was doing my architecture degree and my associate, I realized I don't want to do architecture, but I still want to build things. And then somewhere down the road, I got offered a job that required me to get an extra degree where I wouldn't have to travel as much. And then right when that happened, I also got a call from a friend I haven't talked to in years. And he said, hey, man, you want to work in construction? You're the perfect person for it. I know you want to do construction. I didn't go the GC route. And I've been there ever since as an intern for 3 years. This month is going to be my fourth year. And then they hired me on back in April.
Right. So you're in your dream job, and it took you, let's call it 3-4 years to get there. Yes.
About five.
Five. It's even better for my question. 5 years. You busted your tail to get in this dream job. And now you're getting distracted by a side hustle. Look, I'm not saying you got to quit the side hustle altogether because I'm all for side hustles and making extra income, but you need to quit working the amount of hours you're working. If it truly is a side hustle, you need some boundaries. And if they're not okay with the boundaries, then you quit altogether. But on some level, you're quitting. You're either quitting what you're doing now, the way you're doing it, because it's distracting you, or you quit it altogether. Make sense?
Yes.
Is there any question about that? Any doubt?
Well, my last question would be, I'm also seeing the side hustle take a dip into before I got in the side hustle, I had my emergency fund set up and then now I'm seeing it drain me more financially and I'm just not seeing my return. And I feel bad about because I have coaches and I feel bad letting them down.
Ow. Now you're telling me that it's draining your emergency fund? It's not an emergency. This is a distraction. Stop doing this today. I don't care how much it disappoints them. You are draining yourself financially and physically and emotionally. Stop today, Al. Why are we still having this conversation? You know this is bad for you. Well, did you expect that I was going to go, oh, it's draining, you're using it as you're using your emergency fund all because you don't want to let these people down? I'm supposed to go, oh, okay, never mind. Since we don't want to disappoint them, yeah, you continue to hurt yourself. Come on, Al.
You're right.
I know. Right. Quit the job today.
I think I needed to hear that.
I know you did. I'm kicking you right in the seat of the pants. I hope you feel it.
I feel it.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
Stop.
No, you're right.
Stop punishing yourself because you're worried about what they're going to say about you. Who cares? Quit the job today. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Sam in Memphis, Tennessee next. Sam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. I'll go by Sam. I don't care as long as I can help you out. What's going on?
I appreciate it. Hey, I wanted to call and just get some advice. So I feel like my employer is lying to me just to keep me here long term.
Tell me what the lie is. Tell me what the lie is.
So I recently went up for promotion and I didn't get it. And they let me know that they had full intentions on promoting me. They basically making two offers, one to the other person that interviewed with me and then an offer to me. And they said, unfortunately, they couldn't make the offer to me today, but that in a couple months, they would like to make me an offer, but they just have to have time to backfill the positions needed. But realistically, we're not able to hire that quickly. And so they hope, you know, they're telling me they hope to promote me within a couple months, but it typically takes a lot longer than 2 months to backfill the positions that we do. So,
okay. So you still going to stick with lying? You really think they're intentionally deceiving you, not over promising? See the difference?
It seems more like an over promise. Yeah. I guess is a better way of saying it.
Yeah. How long, and again, you don't know this, and maybe they can move things. I think leaders can always decide where they want to move things, but I think you've got some really good evidence that I think you have to pay attention to, and I would tend to agree with you. They're over-promising, unless you think they're intentionally lying. I mean, lying is intentional. If they're lying to you, then the trust is broken. You're not going to get that back. So I think you have to actually ask yourself, what do I actually believe? Because, by the way, feelings sometimes get in the way of facts. I think you're going to have to wrestle with, do I actually think they're lying to me? Okay? Which is them going, we know we're not going to be able to do this in a couple months, and we're probably not going to do it at all, but we need him here. We don't want to lose him on top of, you know, everything else we got going on, so let's deceive this guy. That is lying. Or they're over-promising. For the same motive, whether they're lying or overpromising, it is all to keep you in the shop. It is also possible that they're telling you the truth, that they actually are going to give you the promotion. So you have to first decide, what do I actually believe? Because if it's lying, you will not get that trust back. It's broken, and that's just how it is. I'm just keeping it real. I hate to be negative, but I think that's the reality.
I think the reason why it makes me feel like they're lying is because, like, even outside of just, like, these conversations that they've recently had with me, like, there's other things that they've kind of broken some of my trust on. Like, they give us incentives to, you know, do our work a certain way, and if, you know, we accomplish the job, then they'll tell us, like, you know, we'll give you a day off or
So here's the deal, okay, because my time's running out. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start looking somewhere else. And then let's stick it out for a little bit unless we find something else sooner. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, helping you discover what you were born to do. And then we're going to help you come up with a plan to get there, to make that dream a reality. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. 2577. Quick reminder, KenColeman.com. Fabulous location for you to go get a ton of free resources. And in our store, we've got some amazing paid resources to help you on this journey, including my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, that is written for people who know what they want to do, but aren't quite sure how to get there, or they know what they want to do and how to get there, but they feel a little stuck and they need some juice in the promotion game, right? So that is a wonderful resource and so much, much more. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-2577. Jamaria joins us in Cincinnati, Ohio. Jamaria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
I had a quick question for you. So I have two jobs right now. Just a little background. I have over $1,700 in an emergency fund. I have my associate's degree in graphic design. And right now I'm working as a pharmacy technician, part-time as well as full-time. So I work as a pharmacy tech, making around $11 an hour, as well as a pharmacy tech with another company, making around $16 an hour. I want to change careers because, one, pharmacy tech is kind of completely not in my field whatsoever. I got my degree in graphic design, so healthcare is kind of different for me.
Yep.
I want to get my career. I want to focus more on web development. One, because I enjoy building things, and also it's just more, I enjoy the design aspect of it. And I know that you get paid the salary for average salary for Ohio as a web developer is between 54 and 70K a year. And I want to try to get out of my student loan debt as quickly as possible. So I wanted to switch careers, but I didn't know how to go about that. I was looking at some boot camps that cost out of pocket.
Well, I think you do know. And you were so confident. And then at the very end, you went, no, I don't know. And I think you called me for permission to switch. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You have my permission. Go do it. Now let's talk about how to do it the best way.
Okay.
But I love the fact that you know what you want to do. And because of your tech skills, but your creative design skills, development allows you to kind of play in both of those worlds. And there's just kind of an unlimited opportunity for you in that space. And you realize that. And there's fantastic financial opportunities beyond just job opportunities. So, and here's the great news. You can become a web developer without any college degree at all. And I'm going to tell you about where I think you should go. You may be new to my show. Have you heard me talk about Bethel Tech?
Yeah, I actually signed up. Somebody's supposed to call me to walk through everything for me for that.
Good. So here's what here to be true to who I am, but you can talk to several other people as well. I think Bethel Tech's as good as it gets. Because of their placement program. A lot of people can train you. There are a lot of reputable, you know, boot camps and you know, companies that can train you to be a web developer. But the reason that I signed up to endorse and partner with Bethel Tech is because of their placement program. They also work on your soft skills and some areas that make you very attractive, not just as a candidate in the placement program they do, but just as a professional. So I think they're the most holistic, and I'll tell you, when they call you, and I know they will, but if you get impatient, call back to the show, and Madison will harass them for you, okay? But they'll take care of you. Now, here's the deal. Talk to them about cash flowing your way through this, that you've got debt, so you've got to cash flow your way through this, and they'll actually reduce your costs from what's normal because they will take cash payments. I asked the CEO point blank to do this for my listeners, for Ramsey Solutions people.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to charge as much because they're not processing payments and stuff. It's a cash thing. So they can pass on some savings to you. So you can do it for less than 15 grand. And so if you've got to save up for 6 months or knock it out, you keep doing your debt snowball. Keep going.
Yeah.
But you're going to cash flow this while you're still paying off debt. And then you're going to come out of this, again, whether you're with Bethel Tech or not, cash flow your way through this. So that's how you get there, because you know what you need to do to get qualified. And you've got so much other talent. I would really lean in on some of the relevant experience that you have now, even though it's pharmacy tech. It's still, there's still some stuff that's transferable. So do your homework with Bethel Tech. Anybody else, get two or three different looks at different people and weigh it all. But go get qualified.
Okay.
And cash flow your way through it. You bust it. You're already working hard. You got a full-time job and a part-time job. Listen, you can do this. If you got to sell some stuff, Save up and then just knock it all out. So if you got to delay 6 months or even 12 months, as hard as that's going to be, saving up the cash and cash flowing your way through this is still going to put you way ahead. So I'm really proud of you, by the way. You're working so hard. You are a rock star. I'm telling you, you got all that it takes because you got desire.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping Jamaria. I dare you to get in front of Jamaria. She'll run you over with a smile, but she will run you over, right?
Oh, thanks, Ken. Yeah.
You bet. I believe in you. All right, listen. All right. Stay on Bethel Tech. Get the answers you need. Okay. Talk to a few other people. Make the right choice for you. And then you get after it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Stevie in Tupelo, Mississippi. Stevie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
What's going on, Ken?
Stevie, I am living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm trying to live that dream.
Come on, man. That's why I'm here, to help. What's up?
All right. Little background. I'm 53, married. I'm actually debt-free. I'm doing great. But I've been at the same company for 27 years. I'm pretty much miserable here, but
hey, listen, I'm not laughing that you're miserable. I just love that you're like, man, you're still trying to put a nice spin on it. You're out of your mind miserable, Stevie.
Yeah. Well, it's not the job, it's the who I work for. It's, it's a bad relationship. But like I said, of course, I got my 401k. I'm putting 15% into that.
Good.
I'm the only one that's got the insurance, and that's my biggest issue. But I got a side hustle that's turned into a wide-open business, mowing yards and stuff. And
Stevie.
I don't know, the wife's telling me to quit.
Stevie, but I'm joining your wife. Please tell your wife that I said that she was right. She didn't need me to tell her that. She already knew. Stevie, you're scared. You're debt-free. You got a great side hustle. You're scared because of health benefits. You already actually know what kind of work you enjoy.
Yeah.
It's not the work. It's the people. They are sucking the soul out of you, and you're looking for permission to leave because you're actually scared. I don't need to give you permission. I need to tell you that your fear is ridiculous. Sometimes fear protects us. In this case, fear is shackling you.
Yep. Well, I guess it's the insurance thing.
Wait. But Stevie, you're a guy who got debt free and who lives the baby steps. You've lived it out. You've got financial peace. You know how to figure out the insurance piece. Figure it out.
Right.
What's it going to cost if you got to do it yourself? If you go self-employed, are you planning to go self-employed, or are you going to go work for somebody else?
No, I mean, I'm up to 50 yards on the side. I'm bringing it. I'm making mine.
Right. You know, my point is, look into what it would cost for you to have your own insurance. Run the numbers instead of getting scared.
Right.
You're making enough money and you're debt-free that you can afford to take care of your own health insurance. Trust me. But you're not going to believe that until you actually get on the phone and figure it out. Haven't you always wanted... How many years... Let me ask you this. We only got about 40 seconds. How many years have you wanted to go work for yourself?
About
20. 20 years, and now you're ready.
I've been doing the side hustle for 25.
I know, but my point is, now you're ready to work for yourself. True or false?
True.
Financially, you can do it. So suck it up, buttercup. You're a business owner. Your health insurance will be something that you pay for out of the business, and it'll be a wonderful write-off. You won't personally pay for it. Your company will. Get yourself a good bookkeeper, run the numbers, talk to how that's going to work, and talk to people that will provide that for small businesses, and just run the numbers. And plug it in just like you do everything else. You got this, man. Leave! I may even have you quit today if we're up to me. Talk to your wife. Hey, before I go, you matter. You have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.